Father, we thank you for this brand new day. And just like you've invited us to come into your presence, we invite you to be among us. We want you to know that you're welcomed in our midst today. And you would be the overseer. You would watch over this program today. And it would be pleasing in your sight. And what you hear will bring joy to your heart. We thank you for this day once again. And we thank you for all of the team that has joined us so faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And we're praying in God's promises. We're interceding for the fulfillment of his purposes concerning the nations and the entire earth. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. And how are you this morning? I trust that you are feeling well, that you had a brief but good season of rest in the Lord. I know I did. And last night was one of the few times that I went to bed early, earlier than I usually do. And so I feel extremely rested on this brand new day. I'm also awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed. That's an affirmation, a fact, a truth. And I'm depending on God to cause me to walk fully in that on this day. Today our focus is abounding in the faith, abounding in the faith. And that's taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. And it reads this way, and I'm reading, of course, from the Amplified Version. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be firm, steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile, it is never wasted or to no purpose." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. The second portion of Scripture is Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. "Have the roots of your being firmly and deeply planted in Him, fixed and founded in Him, being continually built up in Him, becoming increasingly more confirmed and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and abounding and overflowing in it with thanksgiving." So God's intent is that you and I would be firmly established, confirmed in the faith, excelling, always superior in doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not futile, it's never wasted or to no purpose. So there is a position and place of being in the Lord where one is becoming more confirmed and established in the faith continually through Jesus Christ. It is a wonderful thing to be in movement with God. So the Holy Spirit is the one behind this process, and He's teaching us all the time. So we're consistently able to be superior and excellent in doing more than enough in the Lord's service. So that's God's word of encouragement for today, that we would abound in the work, abound in faith, abound in excellence, and everything that's superb, doing more than enough. because we serve a more than enough God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to bring a correction. And again, this is what the Holy Spirit does. He keeps us on track. I want to bring a correction to our process of going through this prayer guide up until April 13th, which is Palm Sunday. And I believe the Holy Spirit has given us a course correction, and we want to follow that. Today we should be in the, this should be our 10th, let's see, this should be, we should be, the 14th, this should be day 10 of our, in our prayer guide. This is the 14th of March, and we have been lagging behind about 2 days because we haven't been doing this on the weekends. But what I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to us is that we should play catch up and be in sync with the prayer guide. And I think that's something to think about, because there are hundreds of thousands of others that are praying along with us using the same guide for the next many days or so, 30 days or so, up until April 13th. So it is the Holy Spirit's business. He oversees the operation in the earth or as an agent of God, and he can give direction and course correction as necessary. And I think we're due for a course correction here. So we've been praying for the Americas and the Caribbean islands, and today we want to be in step. We want to catch up. And I believe also what the Holy Spirit is after is that we would continue to pray daily, every single day, meaning that even though we will not be on our prayer cast tomorrow, which is Saturday, nor Sunday, our personal and individual homework is to continue to pray through those days. I trust that you can follow what I'm saying. So Saturday and Sunday, we will be independently and individually kind of homework. This is a homework assignment that you and I will pray through the guide those 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And then, of course, on Monday, we're still on a track and in sync. And Monday is the 16th. However, on Sunday, I believe, we would have ended our prayers for North America and the North America, South America, and the Caribbean. And we would have begun on Sunday to pray for Asia and the Pacific. And if you have a map, which I recommended that you have some kind of map of the world so that you can see really and discern what you're doing and what we're doing. So we've gone to Asia as of Sunday and the Pacific. And so we'll be, all of next week, I believe we'll be praying through those territories as the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us. So, just to recap quickly, we're going to catch up today with what we have been lagging behind, and we're asked as an assignment, personal assignment on our part, to pray through tomorrow, which is Saturday, and Sunday, continue to pray according to the manuals, to the guide's directions, so that Saturday and Sunday is the 11th and 12th day. And then on Monday, that would be the 14th day of our prayer guide. And I'm sorry, it would be the 13th day in our prayer guide. And so let's just follow that. And so let's see what the Holy Spirit does as he works with us. I think the Holy Spirit has a much better arrangement than I can come up with. And I think that's certainly a superior idea to what we were doing. Praise God. Well, your lines are open, and we're going to enter into prayer. I would like to give you the opportunity to voice a praise report or prayer request. Either one would be enriching to us. And so in the meantime, we're looking to pray through these items that our prayer guide is calling for. So today, we would be praying for seeking God for an outpouring of His Spirit. And in particular, we are seeking God on behalf of agricultural workers. And then we move on to seek God to manifest His presence and intercede on behalf of marriages. And we're still praying over the North and South American continents and the islands of the Caribbean. So today, those islands would be St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We'd be praying for Suriname. That's a country on the edge of South America. And then there's the islands of Trinidad and Tobago. And then there are the islands of the Turks and Caicos and so on. And so some of you may be from those particular territories, and God bless you, and we thank you for being on with us. Well, today we want God to surprise many who are seeking Him by giving them a mighty outpouring of the Spirit, and certainly we desire that for ourselves. And for believers to become open rivers of God's life to others. And that's something very, very serious. Holy Spirit spoke to me about something He wants me to do today. And that's exactly to do that, to be a river of God's life to someone that He has identified that's in need. And I'm humbled and honored, and certainly I depend on God to help me do it. So we thank the Lord. Okay, unless you have a prayer request or a praise report, we're going to move on, because time, we want to honor time. Father, you have promised that your Spirit will descend like a flash flood, a force of life which makes parched places come alive. Cause this river to rush, bring forth new sprouts of the whole of the life in the withered places of our cities or families or nations or states. We believe that you're planning to have young followers of Jesus to spring up as numerous as blades of grass, hallelujah, and as powerful as trees, and that they would be infused with ferocious passion. Cause these children to be our champions. Give them exuberant loyalty so they find joy in the very idea of belonging to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Your name will be their identity and jealousy. His face will be their destiny and delight. Their love for you will be on public display as if they had etched his name on their foreheads. What a powerful, powerful concept that the young would rise up as numerous as blades of grass and be as powerful as trees that are deeply rooted. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. So, Father, we ask you to send an outpouring of your Spirit, like the rain, like the Spirit, like the spring rains, the early rain. Hallelujah. To prepare for the latter rain. We thank you, Lord. And we expect and believe that in the midst of this present season, that you will do that, because you're God and the seasons are under your control. The times and the seasons are in your hands. So we thank you today. And we awaken with hope. We awaken with expectation. In fact, I pray that we are pregnant with such great purpose and passion that your outpouring cannot be delayed, because it's needed right now. And Father, we believe it's appropriate at this time, even as we speak of the early rain and the latter rain, that we remember the agricultural workers, because everything that we see on our table and partake of comes from the farms. And we pray that you would abundantly bless those families, those organizations that do farming, do ranching, or support agricultural industries. We believe that following Christ, that they can be even more productive and excellent. And they can become part of life-giving assemblies and churches around the country, around the world. Father, we prepare the ground, but you send the rain and the sunshine. And we thank you. So we pray also for the migrant workers that quite often are subject to abuse and injustices. We pray right now for your covering, beginning with the children, that they would have enough to eat, more than enough. They would have a warm and comfortable place to stay, and they would have schooling and education, so that they would be even more excellent than their parents. We thank you right now, Lord, for those territories that are dedicated to supplying food of all kinds. In Jesus' name, we know that you are in control of the weather. And we pray, even this season, this spring, that there would be abundance of whatever is needed to produce food, water, sunshine, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Suriname, Trinidad and Tobago, the Turks and the Caicos Islands, that even as those nations who are part of this hemisphere arise now, while we are praying, that many will find you today. Your Holy Spirit will continue to work and to breathe life and to brood over these nations, that individuals would find life today, beginning with the children as they prepare to go to school, as their parents prepare to go to work and to provide, to do business. We place a hedge of protection around those nations right now so that the kingdom of darkness does not have control or is not able to steal, kill, and to destroy. We thank you, Lord, for the confidence that you've given to us. We pray for the believers in those nations that today would be a day where they abound even the more, abound in their love for you, being excellent and superior, abound in the good works that you've reserved that they would walk in, even on this day. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, any prayer requests or praise reports, we're still moving to make sure that we are on track with our prayer assignments. But if you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is a good time. As the time continues to advance, we want to honor the time that God has given us. Hallelujah. Well, we'll move on and seek God for marriages. We're working on the 11th day so that we'll catch up with our prayer assignment. So we want to seek God momentarily here for marriages. And while we are still focused on North and South America and the Caribbean islands, we want to pray for the United States of America. And you know that's marriage and marriages is a big issue in the nation of the United States of America. Marriages are being redefined away from the biblical description and specifications for what marriage is. And alternatives are being created. So marriages in the United States are under question and fire. We also want to pray for the nation of Uruguay, which is in Central America. Then there's Venezuela, which is in South America. And of course, we want to pray for the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Those are in the Caribbean. I want to ask one of our prayer team to pray for marriages in those territories that we've just identified, as well as in the United States included. We want to thank God for sturdy marriages, because there are sturdy marriages that do exist and do reflect His faithfulness and His beauty. And then we want to pray for marriages which are strained to the breaking point, or where they're coming apart, so that hope will return and help will come, and hearts that are being broken are being healed and restored, and intimacy in every marriage, that God will refresh and re-enter homes in Christ. through Christ. So if one of our prayer teams would take that for us, please. Praying for marriages. Anyone can take that up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his
glory
name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Praise his name, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for you just being God. We thank you for who you are. Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We come this morning, Lord, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Wash us and cleanse us in your precious blood one more time.
Yes.
Father, we come before you this morning, lifting up marriages.
Yes.
We know that you honor marriages, Lord. And you have promised that what you put together, no man put asunder. And we bring marriages everywhere before you, Lord.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that you will intervene, that you will take charge, that you will take care of situations, Lord. We lift up marriages in our ministry. We lift up marriages in our family. We lift up marriages everywhere, Lord. And we ask that you take control. Father, we thank you for the marriages that are solid. We thank you for marriages that are in your control, Lord. We thank you for marriages that you are the head, Lord. We thank you for successful marriages, Lord.
Thank
we
you, Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you bind them together with cords that cannot be broken.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that you strengthen it from strengthen these marriages from day to day, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to intervene.
Keep them, Lord. Hallelujah.
To provide for their every need. To touch, Lord. To give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. To come before you with situation, Lord. Knowing that you are the head of the marriages. Father, we come before you asking that you intervene where there is a problem, Lord. That you solve, you give the solution. We ask, Lord, that where there is financial problem, that you, that you solve the problem, Lord. We ask, Lord, that where there is abuse or physical problem, Lord, that you solve the problem, Lord, that you intervene, Lord. Father, we lift up marriages that are not too strong, marriages that are failing, marriages that are having problems, Lord. And we know with you all things are possible. We ask that you touch these marriages, Lord, that you bring them together, Lord, like when they had just met, that you bring back the love, that you bring back the unity. But we ask that you intervene, Lord, and that you make things possible, that your will be done in these marriages, Lord. But Father, we ask that you touch the children. Because, Father, when marriages go apart, the children are the ones
help
that
them,
suffer,
Lord.
And we ask, Lord, that you touch the children, Lord. You intervene in the emotional breakdown, Lord. You intervene in the physical breakdown.
Yes.
You intervene in the spiritual breakdown, Lord. And you touch these marriages, Lord. Father, you know what is the problem. You know the situation. And we ask that even in the marriages that seem to not able to make it, Lord, that you do what you have to do to bring it back together.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that in these marriages, you let the man be the head, Lord. You teach the man. You show the man. You intervene, Lord, and show them. Teach them that if they make you the head, that they would be able to reign over their marriages. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We know that with you all things are possible. And we put each marriage everywhere, Lord, in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you're doing.
Yes, Lord.
Marriages is your creation. Marriage is your creation. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray today that many husbands who are the head of the home will turn to you. We look to you as necessary, as a necessary place and help that they must stand in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that the scales would be removed from the eyes of those men that are deceived, that they would humble themselves in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, on behalf of their families, for the sake of your name, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you for leading us in that prayer. And we believe God today on behalf of the United States, on behalf of Uruguay, on behalf of Venezuela and the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, that marriage will be honored by all according to his word, which is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. That marriage should be honored by all, and that his presence, God's presence, will come among the people. The scripture says, how blessed are the people who know the joyful sound, O Lord. They walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day long. So we thank God for what he has done in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So for those of you that have joined us just a little bit after we've started, on Monday, on Sunday rather, which is the 16th, we begin to intercede on behalf of Asia and the Pacific. And those first countries that we touch will be Afghanistan, American Samoa, Antarctica, Australia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brunei, and Cambodia. The countries in Asia that oftentimes we only hear about if something dramatic happens, such as what we're doing right now. We're focused on Malaysia. And that brings us to remembrance of the families of Malaysian Flight 370. And so we want to intercede for those families that are in unimaginable pain and suffering, not having a clue as to where their loved ones are. Not having a clue. Just put yourself in their shoes for just 2 seconds. Your loved ones got on a plane, took off with the idea of hitting a destination, ultimately. They took off, and it appears that was the end of that. They didn't get to their destination. No one knows where they are. No one except the Lord. So these families are going from moment to moment in utter despair. Let's pray for them. Father,
Father. Hallelujah.
These are the moments that cause us to search and to look
way
beyond ourselves, beyond our what we know, and beyond our experience, and beyond the past. These families are facing for the first time circumstances that are unimaginable, and so is the rest of the world as the world watches and waits for clues, for reports, for some kind of evidence that, barring everything, there might be a miraculous continued life for those passengers. But our better minds are telling us that that's not so. However, you are our hope, Lord. You're our hope. You know all things. You know exactly what path the plane took. You know exactly where it came down. And you know exactly what happened to each one of its passengers. Now, Father, we intercede on behalf of the families that are extremely distraught. Don't know what to do. Don't know where to turn. We pray today that they have, and or if they have not, will turn to you. Because you have answers. You have hope. You have strength for those that are weak. You have hope for those that are hopeless. Those that are in despair, you have reassurance and confidence for them. Father, where there's the fear,
you replace
it with your spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. Keep them with a sound mind. They're at the edge of their perceptions and tolerance. Strengthen them, Lord. Keep them so that they will not go to the edge. In the name of Jesus,
we reach out to you this morning, Lord.
Cause them to hear your Holy Spirit today, speaking softly to them. Kind, compassionate, comforting
Lord Jesus.
Word. And Father, we pray, Lord, for all of those
that
are
participating
in the search
for
this plane, that you will guide
them,
give them the direction that they need
in
order, Lord, that this situation can come to a resolution which would be good for the families. It would bring them rest from over 11 days, 11 days of anxiety, 11 days of
which the Lord, Father.
Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Father, cause them to discover today in those many miles of ocean and territory to get a clear lead today that leads them to where the plane is. And that whatever diabolical plot was in effect, Lord, that you would make it plain for all to see.
Yes, Father.
It would expose the adversary in whatever strategy that he used or is using. It would be exposed quickly so that the families can have peace
and closure.
In the name of Jesus, their children that are missing, their loved ones. And Father, we know how you feel about the children
that
suffered, the little children
has lost her husband and her two children.
Such is the kingdom of heaven. Bless them, Lord. Bless them all right now. And we pray for the families of those that were displaced on the last 2 days, Lord, in the city of New York, the explosion. Father, we pray for those families, again, beginning with the children, who are right about now getting up to prepare to go to school. The parents want to keep their lives normal after the whole family has been displaced. We ask for strength, for grace and mercy. For those parents right now, and for the children, and for their teachers. And we pray, Lord, for the first responders. We pray for the Red Cross and the work that they're doing among those families to be supportive. We pray, Lord, for law enforcement and all of those that are investigating the source and cause of that tragedy. Bless them all right now, Lord. And we rebuke every work of the adversary, Lord, to bring confusion among the various agencies, Lord, and to cause finger-pointing and blame, so that there's peace. Peace for resolution. Peace for support. Peace for comfort for those families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we pray today, Father, that every plot of the adversary to disrupt life across our nation and across the nation would be exposed, diffused, and destroyed in the name of Jesus. Blood prevails.
Yes, Lord. We bring it to naught, Lord. Every plan.
Every plan. Reduce it to zero. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you for your promises, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
You promised us that you prevail, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your blood, Lord. Let your blood prevail, Lord.
Yes.
Let your blood prevail for your people, Lord. Let your blood prevail, Lord. Let your blood prevail, Lord. Your blood, Lord. Hallelujah.
Our time is about expired. We thank God for this week, and we thank God, of course, for you and for your support of our efforts to please God, to fulfill his purposes for the body of Christ. And certainly we're taking part, and I would say a large part, in serving him in the purposes, humbling ourselves, seeking him and praying, turning from our wicked ways. We're to do our part, and I believe we are. Thank you for joining us this week, and we look forward to next week. As I had suggested, that if you would pray through the next 2 days, continue in the prayer guide, and we are praying for the nations of Asia and the Pacific, and you can do that. Just lift these countries up. I trust that you have a prayer guide. If you don't, you can go to waymakers.org. That's one word. And you can download a app that includes all of the information that's in the prayer guide. And you can have that on your computer or on your smartphone. Go to Waymakers. That's www.waymakers.org. waymakers.org. And I believe there's a free app available there so that you can receive all of the information that we're working with right on your smartphone or on your computer. So God bless you richly today. And
Pastor,
walk with him.
Pastor,
yes, ma'am.
Are we not
yes.
going to be meeting at 7:30 this evening?
Oh, yes. Thank you for the reminder. We're on at 7:30. Yes, we are on at 7:30. And, of course, that's our assembly. That's closed. That's not visible to the public. That's closed, and that's our assembly gathering for prayer and praying on those things that God has put in our plate concerning what he's doing with our assembly and so forth. And we do want to do that. God is doing some awesome things, and we do need to pray about it. And it's mighty, it's great, but it's heavy. For someone like myself who is involved in it all the time. But here's where our faith is being expanded. So thank you for that reminder. And that's tonight at 7:30. For 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30, we are on. So dial 714-459-3963. Well, God bless you. Let me give you a benediction, or give us a benediction. We need it. Romans chapter 15, verse 5 to 6. Now the God of patience and consolation, is Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Be blessed today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Walk in victory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. God bless you, good lady.
God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you.